As you head back to your space, we're going to move into our children's time. If you're a child here, we invite you to tune in. If you're at home, tune in as well, as Tyler brings us our children's message for today.
Thanks, Pastor JJ. Good morning, everybody. Hey, let's do that again. We'll all get together. It'll be great. All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That is awesome. So, like Pastor JJ said, we're going to shift our time of worship into our children's time today. So, children who are in the sanctuary, please stay in your seats out of respect to everyone's safety with COVID-19, but still feel free to shout out answers or to participate in any way you can. And if you're a child worshiping along with us at home, also feel free to shout out answers and participate. I may not be able to hear you, but you know, God can hear you, and that's probably more important anyway. So, as we've been talking about with children's time, this is the second week of school. And one of my earliest memories of school is in Mrs. Smith's first grade class. I remember it would be time for lunch, and we would all line up at the door, and we would hold our hands out like this. And Ms. Smith would come down the line, and she would give each of us a little squirt of hand sanitizer, because she believed it was very, very important that we wash our hands before we got to go eat. Which makes sense, right? All of us are probably very familiar with hand sanitizer these days. All of us are probably very familiar with the importance of washing our hands. Well, in the Bible, we actually have a story about hand washing, too. I bet you didn't expect that, but it's true. It's in there. So, there's a story that we get in the Bible where Jesus and the disciples are eating together. And some other people see them and they notice that Jesus and his disciples didn't wash their hands before they started eating. And so all the other people who are watching Jesus are seeing this and they're seeing the disciples eat with their gross, dirty hands, right? And they go, "Ew." Well, they don't really say that, but maybe they did. It's not written down, but I bet that's how they felt, right? And they start talking to Jesus and they're saying, "How can you and your disciples possibly eat with such dirty hands? How dare you," and they use this big word, "defile your bodies," right? So they're saying that your dirty hands, if you eat with dirty hands, you're putting dirt in your mouth, and then dirt goes inside of your body and makes you unclean. But Jesus uses this as a teaching moment. Jesus responds to these people by saying, "You worry so much," and I don't know if he pointed his finger, actually. That's kind of rude. Let me put that down. He says, "You worry so much about having clean hands, about being clean on the outside, that you ignore being clean on the inside and having clean hearts." Jesus says that what we put in our bodies is not as important as what comes out of our mouths, right? And Jesus says that our hearts are shown to be clean by the words that come out of our mouth, right? For example, I can take this hand sanitizer and I can spray squirt after squirt after squirt after squirt on my hands, and I can have the world's cleanest hands. But I can still get in an argument with my sister. I can still get in an argument with my brother. I can still ignore or argue with or not listen to my parents. Right? Just because I'm clean on the outside doesn't mean that I'm clean on the inside. I can still do things that show a, how to put this delicately, right? An unclean heart. And so, naturally, the people hearing this were probably a little bit confused and wondered, how can you have a clean heart? So, for example, can I take this hand sanitizer and spray it all over my chest and clean my heart that way? No, yeah, thank you, right? Similarly, can I drink this hand sanitizer and will that clean my heart? A louder no. Yeah, for those of you keeping score at home, do not do that. That is bad advice. But there is a way that we can have a clean heart, and that's from living with and walking with God. That's from doing things like coming to church, praying, learning about the Bible, and doing good deeds for other people. When we do these acts of love and kindness, when we live in community with each other, when we're nice to our friends, when we come to church, when we worship God, when we learn about the Bible, God's love cleanses our hearts. And that's the message that Jesus wanted to share that day. So I ask that you join me for a little prayer where we're going to ask God to clean our hearts today too. Dear God, thank you for the Bible and for these amazing stories that are in it that teach us how to be kinder and more loving and more like you. Help us to be clean on the inside, God. Let us feel your love in our hearts so that we may be just as clean on the inside as we are on the outside. and so that the words that come out of our mouths can be words that come from you. Words of love and kindness. Amen.